We turn now from American embassies overseas to foreign embassies here in our fair city. You can find more than 180 embassies packed into Washington's 68 square miles. And these buildings are more than just brick and mortar. They're symbols of public diplomacy as they represent a foreign nation to the American public. Our brand new Metro Connection reporter, Jacob Fenston, takes us to several of the city's embassies, starting with one that was recently repurchased, more than 100 years after being lost as imperial plunder.
When you think embassies, you probably don't think Logan Circle, and when you get to Logan Circle, you might not even notice the house on the corner of 13th Street, hidden behind huge magnolia trees.
The house is such a beautiful piece of architecture. We didn't wish to see this house broken up like all the grand houses around here.
Loretta Jenkins and her husband bought this old brick Victorian back in 1977. A few years later, as they headed out one Sunday afternoon, they happened to notice
there was a Korean man standing on the corner across the street, and he was still standing there when we came back a couple hours later from the event that we had gone to.
Their home, it turns out, once housed Korea's first diplomatic mission to the United States back in the 1890s. And the man standing across the street, he said he was the grandson of Korea's first ambassador here.
My husband invited him in, and I made tea, and he walked around the house with such reverence that it struck a note with us.
Over the years, they got several offers from Korean businessmen to buy the house, but they worried the historic building wouldn't be preserved. Finally, in August, the Jenkinses and the Korean government hammered out a deal.
So basically this building that we just recently repurchased holds great historic significance.
Andrea Choi is with the Korean Embassy's Cultural Center. Korea first bought the building in 1891 for $25,000.
Which back then was a huge sum of money.
But then they lost the building when Imperial Japan occupied Korea in 1905. So for many Koreans, the building isn't just an old house.
It really does show our ancestors' efforts to ensure that Korea was free from imperial powers.
Today's newer embassies also have a lot to say. Take, for example, the Finnish embassy, a copper and glass box, ultra-modern architecture.
Architecture is Goethe actually said that architecture is like frozen music.
Anneli Halonen is the embassy's cultural counselor.
Music expresses the soul of the nation, and so does architecture.
Every design element here reflects Finnish culture, says Halonen. There's even a sauna, a necessity in any Finnish building.
Yes, our parliament also has that, and we call this sauna diplomacy, because in sauna we are all equal. We are naked or wrapped in the towels.
It's not just the sauna or an embassy's architecture that says something. It's also the property's upkeep or lack thereof, even the location.
Now, this is the only embassy on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. between the White House and the Capitol building.
Eric Lewis is leading a helmeted gaggle of tourists on Segways around the National Mall.
Let's go inside.
Right here, in the midst of all these symbols of America, stands a six-story building covered with Canadian flags. Shannon Marie Soni with the Canadian Embassy says the location here reflects the closeness of our two countries.
The Canada-U.S. bilateral relationship is so complex that we need to be speaking on a daily basis to the members of Congress. Our location, if I can use a hockey metaphor, at center ice between our two goalposts is really important to us.
Embassies in Washington weren't always these big architectural showcases. Architecture historian Jane Leffler says the first embassies, like the old Korean one on Logan Circle, began life as private mansions built around the turn of the 20th century.
A lot of people built fabulous houses in Washington, millionaire tycoons who wanted to get closer to the center of power.
But when the Great Depression hit, the tycoons couldn't afford to keep their second homes in Washington.
Miraculously, there were foreign governments looking to buy property in D.C. and establish themselves here at that very time. So they bought a lot of those houses and saved them from what would have been destruction.
Now, many of these homes are returning to private hands. Realtor Bobby Brewster is trying to sell this former embassy in Kalorama.
The Embassy of Portugal. This is a beautiful Georgian building with all the best motifs of the Georgian style. It's a classic.
Brewster sold six embassies before, and this will be her seventh. Most were bought by private individuals. And now this one could be yours. In fact, the price was just reduced to $2.5 million. I'm Jacob Fenston.